Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Order U.S. forces to defend Taiwan.
You'll find out if it happens. And he understands the answer to that.
Why not say
this? This never even came up yesterday as a subject. He never brought it up. People were a little surprised at that. He never brought it up because he understands it. And he understands it very well.
Do you mind if I ask, when you say he understands, why not communicate that publicly to the rest of us? What does he understand?
I don't want to give away. I can't give away my secrets. I don't want to be one of these guys that tells you exactly what's going to happen if something happens. The other side knows, but I'm not somebody that tells you everything because you're asking me a question, but they understand what's going to happen. And he has openly said, and his people have openly said at meetings, we would never do anything while President Trump is president because they know the consequences.
So President Trump was on 60 Minutes, and he was being interviewed by, of course, Nora O'Donnell. And he keeps getting asked these questions by reporters. Are you going to strike this area? Are you going to take out this leader? And he keeps saying, why would I tell you that? And I wanted to ask our friend Jim Talent that question, former United States Senator from Missouri, congressman as well, and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator Talent, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Always good to be on with you, Annie.
Thank you so much. So, have you heard these repeated questions to President Trump? I can't really remember. Joe Biden was never in front of the press to take questions like this. So I'd have to go back a little bit further, maybe to Obama. Is it customary for the press to ask these types of questions in a free press, First Amendment, of the commander in chief?
Well, I think the thrust of your question is this a fair question in context? And I have to tell you, Annie, I think it is for a lot of reasons. I mean, if there's going to be a flashpoint in the Indo-Pacific, it's Taiwan. And this implicates an actual policy of the United States of strategic ambiguity, which you've probably read about. In other words, this goes back a long time that our presidents are never going to say outright that they will or they won't defend Taiwan. Now, when this developed, it was as much to send a signal to the Taiwanese as it was to China, because in the days when the United States was the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific militarily, which unfortunately we're not anymore, saying that we would defend Taiwan might have encouraged certain Taiwanese leaders to be very aggressive in their dealing with the mainland. That was a big deal in the W administration, for example. Now it's because we want the Chinese to wonder what we're going to do. So, and your precise question was, did they ask other presidents this? You know, I don't know that I recall it either, but I think in this context, I have to say it's a fair question.
And then do you believe, I feel like the press is there to ask whatever they want. And if they ask a question that the person they're asking it of feels it's unfair, then you kind of get a response the way President Trump is saying. It's like he'll say something usually like, now, why would I tell you that? And then the American people, the electorate, gets to decide if they appreciate that answer, if they want maybe the reporter to push a little bit more. Is the response from President Trump to say, I'm not answering that question?
Yeah. Absolutely. It was a very artful response because I actually think, I don't think Trump minded the question. And her follow-up was, because the president volunteered, he said, you know, he understands what the answer to that would be. And I remembered that sentence in almost verbatim, because what Trump did was affirm, he's not changing the official policy of strategic ambiguity. If you Google that, you'll see there's a lot of back and forth about whether we ought to do that. There are a lot of people who I respect a lot and agree with a lot who thinks we should remove it and say we're going to defend Taiwan, given the threats that China represents. The president's maintaining that policy, but he's also maintaining it in the context of sending a very clear message to China not to do it. And remember, given the way Trump has operated, both in the first term and then in this one, when he says something like that, it has credibility. Mm. I mean, he said, Iran's not going to get a nuclear program. And by heaven, it didn't get a nuclear program. He told the Houthis, you got to stop attacking shipping. And when they didn't, we attacked. So I actually think all that exchange was there were fair questions by aggressive reporters. And I think the president answered it in a very artful way and might well have appreciated the chance to emphasize the message.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting perspective. Former United States Senator Jim Talent with us right now, talking about foreign policy as a whole. I want to shift to the Middle East. The president helped negotiate and shepherd a peace deal of sorts as a 20-something step program that he basically put the area on. Can you assess at this point in time how the confidence that you still have in that deal that has been negotiated by President Trump among all of these other countries?
I think it's an historical deal. I think it'll go down in history that way. It confirmed diplomatically the shift in the balance of power in the Middle East that is very good for American national interests and for the cause of peace, because the president, and this is the reason he got the agreement, this is the reason Hamas signed it, he lined up all the important, the Gulf states, but in addition, Qatar and Turkey and the Western Europeans. So Hamas had no choice but to sign. They had no choice but to give up their biggest leverage point over the Israelis, which was the living hostages. And it left Israel in possession of most of the Gaza Strip and the right to destroy the rest of Hamas's infrastructure if Hamas doesn't destroy it. And president's made clear, you know, they're going to be disarmed one way or the other. So it very strongly, it very much strengthened our position and Israel's position. Now, getting to an actual unified Palestinian state under reasonable leadership in Gaza is going to be a big lift. Mm. It's possible now. It would be the best possible outcome if we actually had a flourishing state in Gaza governed by, you know, non-aggressors, which obviously does not include Hamas. It's going to be hard to get there. I think the more likely result, which would still be better than it was a couple of years ago by a long shot, is that the Israelis remain in possession of their half of the Gaza Strip and reconstruct that. In other words, they administer it pretty much like they administer the rest of the West Bank. They'll have some figurehead, you know, maybe the PLO, although Netanyahu has said he doesn't want them, but I don't know who else he could get. But, you know, an official government, they will have some duties, and the Israelis will provide the security that will allow investment to flow in, and they can de-radicalize their part of the Gaza Strip. And that, I think, is a real possibility and even the most likely result, which would be great. And think of the contrast then that would remain, the little less than half that Hamas operates, which is going to continue to be miserable, and then the other half, which could well flourish under Israeli control. Let's see what the kids in Colombia think about that, the ones who supposedly care about the Palestinians.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you, there's a lot of speculation involved in a question like this, but if Mamdani wins in New York City. He's been very anti-Israel in the time that he's been out in the public. And I hear a lot of people talking about how dangerous that is. And I know that you have a lot of experience in a lot of different avenues that we love to tap in when we speak to you as a former senator, as a former congressman. Is it of concern to you that in 2025, New York City might be electing a professed socialist like Zoran Mamdani to lead the biggest city in our country?
Yeah, everything about it, it raises red flags, everything. And it's going to be very bad for New York. And New York is, you know, the health of New York matters to the rest of us because it's the financial center of the world. It might not be.
Yeah.
If this guy is as crazy as he seems to be and as far left as he seems to be, it's very bad for the Jewish community, as really for everybody. I greatly fear is going to flourish. City services are going to be neglected. The private schools, you know, that so many, or the magnet schools that so many New Yorkers have been able to go to and build a career on, going to be shut down. So it's bad for a whole lot of reasons. And the funny thing is, it's not going to affect anything in the Middle East. This is, I mentioned this before in the program, but all these protesters and demonstrators, you know, they say that they think they're on the right side of history. They're on the side of history that's going in the dustbin.
Yeah.
Nobody in Israel cares what they think. In fact, I don't think Israel is a very powerful country, the dominant power in its region, and increasingly self-sufficient. They care what the occupant of the Oval Office thinks. Beyond that, it's world opinion is annoying to them, but it doesn't change anything they do.
I want to ask you a follow-up question on that, because I find that to be very interesting. The idea of support for and an alliance with Israel seems to be a politically precarious question for both political parties in our country right now. A lot of people who are Jews or Jewish in the United States of America are Democrats. That's a fact. So they're looking at their Democrat party and they're trying to pay attention to who's willing to support outwardly, because some of the Democrats that are elected are willing to support support Israel, and others are very much vocally against it. But I've even seen, especially lately in the Republican Party, there seems to be questions arising about an appropriate allyship or support of Israel. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on an overarching way about the importance of an alliance with Israel and their role in American foreign policy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when that comes up, when people ask me why should we partner with or support Israel, I mean, I usually come back, and I don't say this to be a smart aleck. I say, well, why wouldn't we? I mean, they're the most powerful country in the region. Their strategic goals, their broadest and highest goals for the region, are the same as ours. I mean, they want peace in the region. You know, they don't want aggression. They don't want war. They want the free flow of trade and traffic, you know, and people. Those are our two biggest goals in the Middle East. They don't want the Islamic radicals to develop the capabilities to strike them or the West. Those are our three goals. I mean, it's one of them is defense of the homeland, which is why we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I mean, we were on the target list. In fact, we probably were at the top. We want peace in the region, because instability in the region can and usually does lead to very negative things for us. And we want the free flow of travel. We don't want the Persian Gulf shut down or the Suez Canal, because that hurts us. And Israel's goals are the same. And they're not only a burden sharer, they're a burden owner of the military aspects of defending those interests. In fact, what's happened in this partnership is that we're dealing with this president, we're dealing with the diplomatic side, and we're also advancing the economic ties with the countries that should be part of a partnership. You know, Saudi Arabia is classic, and the Israelis are taking care of the bad guys on the ground. So, I mean, why wouldn't we want a relationship with that like that? I just don't get it. It advances American national interests. Now, I also usually add, personally, this did not affect my decisions when I was in office because I was there to represent the people of the United States. I'm highly sympathetic to the Israeli state, and I think when most people learn the actual truth about the background of it, they are too, because it arose out of the ashes of the Holocaust. You know, people say they shouldn't have their own state. Well, the whole reason we had the Zionist movement is that nobody wanted them in their state. I mean, that is literally the truth. They started the Zionist movement because Theodor Herzl and some of the other leaders said, you know, we're never going to be able to live in peace anyplace else, which was true, except for those in the United States, particularly those in Europe. So I could go on for a while. I think a lot of this thinking is uninformed. I don't really blame people for that. It's not like, you know, our schools or the press does a good job of communicating the background here. But to me, it's almost a slam dunk. One other thing. That doesn't mean on the second and third and fourth order questions that we never differ with Israel. Okay, I could give you two or three things right now where there's tension between the United States and Israel over secondary or tactical questions, and you work those out as you do with all of your allies.
Last question for you, and I'm going to employ Senator Talent, if I may, a little strategic ambiguity in my question to you right now.
Okay, you're entitled.
And I'm just trying to glean. I'm just reading X, and my feed is filled with a bunch of things, which means I know a lot of people listening right now are consuming the same things I am consuming. And I really value your opinion on the answer to this question. Is there reason to believe that Israel has ever worked?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Against the best interests of the United States of America?
I would answer that question because I think I understand the thrust of that question. I would answer that question no. I think there is certainly a reason. I mean, it's open in some cases to believe, as I said, that they have secondary objectives which are in tension with us. I'll give you one right now. Okay, so Syria. And President's made this pretty clear. We want to have a united Syria. Like the Israelis, we don't want a united Syria that's controlled by Islamic radicals, whether Shia or Sunni. And that's an important enough goal to us that we're willing to run risks to that end that the Israelis don't want to run. They would rather have a Syria that is like broken up into pieces then run a big risk or a substantial risk of one that could become radical. In addition, they have the Druze that live. You've heard of the Druze.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate religious community, very interesting one. And there are a number of Druze in Israel, and they're very, very good Israeli citizens and have served in the IDF and the rest of it. And the Israelis, they're going to protect the Druze in Syria. Including, and they've done it already, by attacking government forces to protect Druze communities. We don't like that. They do it anyway. Mm. And so, and you know, the President Trump has the ability, if he really wants to use it. I mean, they attacked Qatar. We didn't like that. And the president made sure that's not going to happen again. So there's a lot of tensions. There are instances when they don't agree with our policy and may do what they want to do. But in terms of are these conspiracy theories true, like they really are infiltrating, that they're behind Epstein or anything like that, those are ridiculous. And really, that's sort of the echoes of the anti-Semitic libels that have come down through the centuries, and often despicable, frankly.
A direct answer to an ambiguous question. I appreciate you, Senator Talent. Thank you for being here with us. We value you very much. Your insight is always appreciated here. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Senator, former Senator of the United States, Senator from Missouri, Jim Talent, with us right there. And I like that answer. These conspiracy theories are ridiculous. Straight to the point. When we come back, Chairman Jason Smith, he currently represents Missouri's 8th District. He is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And we're going to talk to him about what maybe a Republican solution to health care might look like next on the Annie Fry Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.